I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The votes are in. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will soon begin a second five-year term, this time with more power than before. So what does this mean for Christians? Basma Dabur with Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains.
The message was very clear that there's only one voice and the voice is his. If you disagree with it, you're not welcome. It is definitely a concerning situation for the church in Turkey and those who are serving the body there.
Dabur says it's unclear what will happen next or how Erdogan's re-election will affect U.S. Pastor Andrew Brunson. Brunson was accused of espionage back in 2016 and has been held at a Turkish prison ever since. In light of this uncertainty, your prayers are vital. Please continue to lift up Pastor Brunson and ask God to protect his followers in Turkey. Next, Frontiers USA encounters many stories of transformation in the Muslim world. Ali grew up in a Muslim home in the Middle East. He'd heard about Jesus, but there was a question nagging him. Was he significant in God's eyes? And finally, God answered Ali at a Christian prayer meeting.
He said that you are my son. I planned you before you were in your mother's womb, and I had you, and I have you now. You are significant, you are special, and I love you so much. I send my son to die for you. I know the struggles that you are going through, and I know the pain that you are going through. Don't worry, just trust me. I will make everything okay for you.
Join God in what He's doing in the Muslim world at frontiersusa.org. Find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.